There's something within you that the world needs, and not someday, but do it now. Too many people stay silent, doubt themselves, or wait until they feel ready. Mm-hmm. But confidence is not something you wait for. It's something you build by stepping forward.
Hello, and welcome to Revolutionary Woman. My name is Tess Silverman. Women around the world are constantly creating ways to make a difference in their communities, and today's guest is no exception. Maria Victoria Vicky Ferrer is an award-winning corporate trainer and communication coach who empowers adults and teens to rise with confidence, clarity, and cultural intelligence. With a career spanning continents, she transforms how people speak, lead, and perform by blending behavioral science, improvisation, executive presence training, and deep global insight. A four-time distinguished Toastmaster and recipient of Toastmasters International's prestigious 2022 President's Citation Award, Vicky leads with both vision and heart. Having lived in the Middle East for more than two decades, she served as a training consultant to five American University branch campuses, Georgetown University, Texas A&M, Carnegie Mellon, Weill Cornell, and Virginia Commonwealth University, where she designed and delivered programs in leadership and communication, intercultural competence, professional presence, classroom facilitation, and high-stakes presentations. Across corporate and academic environments, Vicky has trained business owners, senior leaders, managers, women professionals, and emerging talent in executive communication, persuasive storytelling, negotiation presence, crisis communication, team dynamics, emotional intelligence, stakeholder engagement, and speaking with authority under pressure. She's known for helping high performers articulate ideas with impact, navigate multicultural workplaces, influence decision makers, and step confidently into visible leadership roles. Through powerful training, mentorship, and advocacy for lifelong learning, she champions the belief that every voice deserves to be heard and every individual has the capacity to lead with purpose. Vicky isn't just building speakers or leaders. She's building change makers. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to Revolutionary Woman. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing well. I was really looking forward to this podcast, so I'm excited.
Wonderful. Thank you for stopping by. So you were born in the Philippines, but what part of the Philippines and what was it like for you growing up?
Oh, I was born in Manila.
Oh, you were. So was I.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we don't speak the other dialects. We just speak Tagalog.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it was interesting because I was, I studied in De La Salle, took my behavioral science, and then later on earned my master's degree in development communication from the University of the Philippines. I suppose everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And early in my career, I actually had the recruitment agency together with my dad. We deployed Filipino professionals to Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
And then, I worked alongside my father. And at that time, he was the former COMELEC chairman and the Minister of Local Government under Cory Aquino's time. His legacy of public service deeply influenced my leadership journey. At the age of 27, I moved to the Middle East, beginning in Bahrain, where I worked in the media industry with a newspaper company, and later married to a Jordanian, relocated to Doha, Qatar, my professional path expanded significantly. Okay. People were always asking me, what are you doing in the Middle East? Well, I said, well, I got married. So, was my destiny. And in Qatar, I was so happy to make history as the first Asian woman to serve as a district governor of Toastmasters International. At that time, it was District 20, overseeing seven countries: Lebanon, Jordan, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Oman.
Wow.
So, I was lucky and established myself as a corporate and personal trainer, working with professionals and empowering women, especially,
to find
their voice and communicate with confidence on a global stage.
Wow.
So I had also privilege of teaching and training across prestigious American university campuses in Qatar, including Texas A&M, Georgetown University, Weill Cornell Medicine, Carnegie Mellon, and Virginia Commonwealth University.
Wow.
And today, I'm based in the U.S., in California, to be more specific, as a financial educator and a personal power and global presence coach.
Okay.
I'm passionate about helping individuals build confidence, develop communication, mastery, and most of all, create financial security so they can live empowered and purpose-driven lives.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, so how did working with your father influence where you would be in your career? And, you know, what lessons did you learn from him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because at a very young age, you know, he started as the assistant secretary for agriculture. And so he went up the ranks and he worked with President Marcos Sr. as a economic chair. We sort of grew up quite protected because we had like security guards and then our plate numbers was number 6. But he always taught us to be grounded. Mm-hmm. He always taught us to be humble, mm-hmm. because he said that it's always the best to connect with the common people because these are the people who will help you when you are in need. And he was right. You know, he was assassinated because the next day he was going, as a minister of local government, he was going to call for a press conference, mm-hmm. right? Because he wanted to divulge corrupt officials and whatever.
Oh, wow.
The night before, Tess. And the night before, they had somebody from Montelupa, you know, the famous big prison in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Bring out somebody to kill him.
Wow.
And it happened. And so it really, you know, hurt me a lot, but I know that he always taught us honesty and integrity.
Mm.
Never sacrifice your principles for money.
Wow.
Tess, okay. You know what? They would give him cases or bags full of money just so that they could win in the election.
Uh-huh.
And he would throw it back to them. And
oh,
then
wow.
Some other people would say, oh my God, there's millions of cases. How can you throw? He said, I don't feed my children stolen money, because it will, he believes in karma, it will go back to them or to their children's children.
Right.
So that's
right.
What happened, Tess, and yeah, it affected me a lot.
Wow.
And he's my hero.
Oh, that's amazing.
I would say, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
So at 27, you mentioned that you moved to Qatar, you got married, you moved to Qatar, and you
mm-hmm.
became the district director of Toastmasters International District 20. What did your role entail as district director of Toastmasters?
Well, I was overseeing all the Toastmasters clubs and all the leaders in those 7 countries.
Okay.
So I would do training, I would do public speaking, I would be connected with the members because it was all about training. You know, we were emerging as leaders. And
right.
I was privileged, Tess, because I had the opportunity to deal with so many different nationalities.
Right.
And after that, I started coming up or conducting workshops on cultural intelligence.
Huh.
It is not really only emotional intelligence in
right.
a working environment, but it's also cultural intelligence, because even here in the States, we deal with different nationalities.
Yes.
A lot of us are immigrants.
Right.
And then, you know, we just became U.S. citizens. But then we still carry the roots of culture,
mm-hmm.
and we still follow some culture that we have to really be careful on how to talk to them,
right.
how to deal with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
huh.
that was my privilege. Very colorful life, Tess.
Oh, I'm sure.
A colorful life.
So while there, Victoria, you were also, you mentioned that you established yourself as a corporate and professional trainer, especially for women. Why was that important for you?
It was important because once upon a time, Tess, coming from the Philippines and going to the Middle East, it was a big transition for me.
Mm.
You know, like we were taught in the Philippines, and I know you can resonate with me, be humble, right?
Mm.
Be polite,
yeah.
and be the But when I came to the Middle East, especially the women, they're very strong-minded, strong-willed, and they were open to conversations. And as I said, I dealt with Americans, with British, and they were very assertive. Mm-hmm. And, there was a time I used to cry because, you know, they would be assertive. And I wasn't used to that. But then, my husband said, hey, get used to it. This is not the Philippines anymore. And so I learned to be a strong woman to the point that when I lived in Jordan, you would laugh at it. They haven't finished asking me the question. I immediately replied. I don't want to have that feeling, oh, I'm so inferior. No, we're Filipinas. We are proud of our heritage. And this is the reason how I challenged myself and said, I'm going to be in that top position one day. Mm. And I really, worked at it. And I'm thankful to God because He has given me this opportunity.
Right. Wow. And so after living in the Middle East, you mentioned that you established yourself as a global power and global presence coach. Mm-hmm. So what prompted you to go into that after working as district director of Toastmasters International?
Yeah, well, I had all that background and experience and I wanted to, to continue my mission. I've seen women and even men who could not find their voice, like, or they would conduct business presentations and they would talk about percentage. They would talk about figure. Oh, we're going to have ROI 100%. I said, I'm not interested in that. People are not interested in that. People are interested in stories. Mm. Share your stories.
Right.
Share your failure. I'm not also very much interested in success because we know what success, but let me learn from your failures because that is what people are really after.
Your
vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I failed. And then, let me accept. I can't always say, I'm always successful. You know, when people start posting in Facebook that they are the most successful, they have the best food. But then you see that behind the scene, it's not reality. Mm-hmm. And so this is what we want. I want to project that for any businessman. Mm. Let's share our story. For women, women, we are interested in the Middle East for women who have a story to share and to tell the world. And people are they're amazed when a woman in the Middle East starts speaking up. And they're normal. It's average. But we have that thinking that, they're different from us. They have the same ambition. Yeah. They have the same goals.
Right.
But sometimes, we just think that, just because they're from the Middle East, they can't talk.
Right.
And that's when I come in. Yeah. I pull out their potential and give them a voice.
That's awesome. Okay, so you mentioned that you're also a financial educator.
Yeah.
So can you share the story behind that aspect of your life?
Oh, yes, Tess. I love to share the story. As 16 years back, my husband passed away. He was a Jordanian, passed away in Jordan. And no life insurance.
Oh, wow.
Five children.
Oh, geez.
Right? Uh-huh. And so, in-laws trying to take over the property and all, and they said that my husband signed a will and it was all written to them, to my children.
Uh-huh.
And so I couldn't fight it. I said, okay, why, go through all the trouble? So I said, okay, may God forgive them and may God just take care of them. So what happened is that at that point, when I said, when I come to the U.S., because I got my citizenship, last year, it was approved. And so, Tess, I said, this is going to be my other mission to create this, educational modules to inform people, please protect yourself today. Don't think about it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow may be too late. Because that's what my husband and I thought. Oh, we're strong. We're not going to die. Mm. And, everything is good. But it's not. We cannot foretell our destiny. It's only God who can do that. And I know many stories, Tess, that couples, oh, we don't want life insurance, we're so strong. But 6 months after, the wife calls me, Vicky, you know, unfortunately, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. What can I do? And I would say, it's too late. I wish that you had done it 6 months before, then you could have been covered by insurance and the insurance could have paid for everything.
Right.
And so this is what led me. It's my passion. Just, you don't need to buy insurance for me. I just want to open my mouth and educate you. This is my responsibility.
Wow.
Because I don't want you to suffer as much as I suffered death.
Thank
so
you.
So that's
for that.
What,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, Vicky, as a financial educator who's a woman, do you find that women listen to you because they can relate to you?
Yes. And I actually just yesterday, I trained, you know, our team on sharing stories because I had to share my stories, Tess. And when people hear, what? No life insurance? Five children? And then, you know, you'll hear somebody said, yeah, that's happening to me now. I have five children and my husband's not feeling well.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I said, yeah. So I said, well, so what's your plan? Are you going to wait for tomorrow to plan? It will be too late. Tess, I always tell them, when you pass away, don't leave a debt letter to your benefit. Leave them a love letter because then you will grieve. Yes, I will miss my husband, but he left me the financial stability that I can pay for my children's education. I can pay for other things that I will be needing.
Right.
Even when he's away. It's such a powerful message. And I really hope 50% of our people here in the U.S. do not have life insurance. And it's, you know, disturbing. And that's why I said, I'll keep talking.
Yeah.
Until I reach as many. And Tess, really, I appreciate that you had given me this opportunity to be able to reach out further, expand our community. Because as I said, you and I have a responsibility towards the community of educating them.
Yeah. No, I so appreciate what you're doing. So what has been rewarding for you being a personal coach and financial educator?
Wow, I love it because I get connected with people. I love building relationships. And I always, you know, tell them, I'm not here to sell. I'm here to be friends with you, to see how we can support each other. How can we uplift each other? Because that's what the world should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, you know, it should be full of love. It should be full of support. It should be always like, oh, you know, she's successful. I'm happy for her. So that's the kind of atmosphere, positive environment that we want to create. I'm sure you would want to create the same thing. And so, and so we live, no matter what the situation is right now, we just have to really be grateful and supportive to everybody. And we want to help people who are in need of support and help.
Wonderful.
We will always be there.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so Victoria, who would you credit for where you are now?
I would say my dad. My dad was always my hero, and I would still, you know, clearly remember his words. He says, Vicky, do not sacrifice your principles for money or financial gain or power, because it will never bring you to where you want to go. And today I am proud because as a district director or district governor, and then I became the region advisor of the Middle East, the whole of Europe, UK and Ireland, and of course, West and South Africa, I used that principle and I became connected to people. And I would rightly say I did everything in all honesty and integrity. I can sleep peacefully, Tess, in the evening because our conscience is clear. And so I thank that's my dad who will always be my hero. It was better for him to be shot instead of just going along with corruption. Remember that?
Yeah.
He started removing all the corrupt officials when he took over the Minister of Local Government, and a lot of people were angry with him. But he didn't care because he said, well, this is what I believe, and we should all be honest. Why should you be corrupt? I cannot take corruption. So
right. Oh my gosh. That's so wild. Oh my gosh. So what's next for you? And what are your goals for your financial and coaching businesses?
Well, I would say that I would want to expand the community in my financials education service. Mm-hmm. I have now a business partner, Tess, in Hawaii. Oh, I have another one in Georgia, another one in Illinois with a Congolese community. It's amazing because I would like to, you know, call out Dr. Marie. She's the president of Jodha Priest Christian University, who's helping me a lot because she also believes in helping the community. She's helping by educating them. I said, Dr. Marie, let's help the people by also educating them about financial service. And she said, it's a good idea. Mm. So I'm being blessed with wonderful people, including yourself, Tess. I'm so happy to meet you. And, you know, we just keep supporting each other for whatever. And that's my goal. And as a personal power global presence coach, I love to still coach people who are, oh, Vicky, I can't find my voice. I don't know how to conduct a presentation, or I don't know how to answer a question. Mm. I'm doing a podcast, but I don't know how to conduct it. I will always be there. And I always say that if I'm coaching you, I want you to be better than me. Mm. That is always my goal. Wow. And so I enjoy both. It's not a job for me.
Right.
It's something that I love doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely your passions for sure.
Yes, definitely.
So is there anything you would like to say to my listeners?
Oh, yeah. I want to say this to everyone who's listening. You know, your voice matters more than you think. There's something within you that the world needs and not someday, but do it now. Too many people stay silent, doubt themselves, or wait until they feel ready. Mm-hmm. But confidence is not something you wait for. It's something you build by stepping forward. Mm. Don't underestimate the power of your presence, whether it's in a meeting, an interview, a presentation. How you show up can change opportunities, relationships, and even the direction of your life. And as important, financial education. Join me and my team. Let's educate the people. This is our responsibility. Let's not make them suffer. Wow. We always say no families are left behind. Wow. So I learned both of these through my experience. And now speak up, show up, and prepare wisely. Your voice and your future both deserve attention. Today, please, don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late.
I love it. Okay, so if anyone wanted to know more about you and your businesses, how would they go about it?
Well, they can contact me through my email, Victoria Ferrer, F-E-R-R-E-R, 790@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And they can also contact me through my WhatsApp number. Mm-hmm. It's 714-206-6383. And of course, they can connect with you, Tess, and you have all my contact numbers.
Right.
Definitely, I will always be happy to welcome them.
Wonderful. Okay, so Victoria, if you had one thing to change that you wish you had done years ago, would there be one?
I would say don't rush through life trying to meet everyone's expectation. Learn early that your voice, your boundaries, and your decisions matter just as much as your desire to care for others. Believe in yourself and be confident no matter where you are, because there will always be a great potential in you, but you just have to pull it out and prepare early. Always plan for your life, because as I said, I didn't plan it. And that was my biggest regret. Financial awareness, protection are not just practical. They're acts of love for yourself and the people you care about. So I would remind myself that pain does not define the end of your story. You will go through loss, change, and challenges that feel overwhelming. But you will also grow into someone like me who uses those experiences to help others heal, learn and become stronger. Wonderful. So that's what I am today.
Wow, I love it. And my last question is, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, yeah. Just be brave, be strong, and go for it. Don't listen to other people. Oh, you can't make it. You know what, Tess? Let me give you a confession. When I went to the Middle East, the people in the Philippines say, oh, you can't make it. Huh. You know, you're only a Filipino. How can you be able to, you know, you're too polite and humble. And that was the challenge. I said, yeah, you're saying I can't make it. I made it. And so I went back, oh, yeah, Vicky, now we believe in you. Because there's a will, there's a way. So, yeah, that was something really. When people challenge you, challenge back and say, when they say you can't make it, no, I can make it and I will make it.
Wow.
And so
that's
what we are. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for your stories and for what you're doing for your community. I think it's so important to really concentrate on the future ahead, right?
Right.
And it's so important to, like you said, 50% of people don't have life insurance. And it's mind-boggling to me because, yeah, I get it, you know, because we're not really taught that, you know, at an early age,
right.
Unless your family actually tells you about it or you learn from others. So thank you for shedding light on that.
Oh, thank you too, Tess. You have given me this golden opportunity to talk about the business and what I am passionate about.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. And I really, really hope that, you know, your businesses continue to thrive. I value what you have said. And I really do think that it takes just one person to really make a difference in someone else. So I love what you're doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love what you're doing, Tess. Again,
thank you.
And thank you to the audience, whoever is listening.
Yeah.
Let's connect.
Okay, wonderful. Well, with that, have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk with you soon. Take it easy.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. I've posted more information about Victoria Ferrer on RevWoman.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in every other Thursday for another episode of Revolutionary Woman. You can listen to Revolutionary Woman on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast. Just a little note. I've launched a Patreon account to support the show. All proceeds will go to producing and editing the episodes to give my poor husband a break from being my personal IT and production department. He wrote this. The address is patreon.com/revwoman.